Blog Talk Radio.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I am your host, co-host, and Bill is coming on right now, so we want to say welcome, Bill Strong. Hi.
Good. Glad to be here, and I hope everybody's doing fine. Linda, how's things in California?
Oh, Lord. I got a headline on my paper I'm going to read later, but it says jobless checks threatened, so it's going to be wild. It's going to be a wild ride today. I wanted to mention also, this show is brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com and Hollis Buchanan. Of course, he's been real busy. We got to get a hold of him. I think I have his phone number, but God knows. To check everybody. I got to get through my management thing on Patriot Family Chat site, but it's unavailable right now, so maybe somebody's doing something. I don't know whether it's the Ning thing or whether Hollis is getting involved, so I haven't heard from anyone. I know Yola goes to bed early because she's trying to regain her strength. I understand that. I went to the dentist yesterday. I was, a mess. And so I'm drinking wine, but I'm only doing it marginally because I'm on antibiotics. It's a long story. And then next week, I'm hoping I can do the show. We'll see. If not, I'll try to get Michael Magic to help you out. But we'll see what's going on to get you in the studio. So,
okay.
So what's going on in Indiana?
Well, let me get the one piece of good news I have out of the way.
Oh, yes.
I had a grandson born today.
Yay!
Redheaded. My first redheaded grandchild out of 16, 17, whatever I'm at now. A boy. His name is Wyatt Lawrence Mott.
I love that.
7 pounds, 11 ounces, was 20 inches long, and I'm all excited about it. Like I said, I'm always excited about my grandkids.
How's the mom doing?
Mom is doing well, and daddy's just, you know, he was overwhelmed.
Oh, my goodness. Is that her first?
No, but it is their first.
Oh, okay.
It was their first.
Got
it. They've been married. You know, this is their first.
Was this the lady that was pregnant before when we were there?
Yes, she was.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I thought. I thought, because I didn't see anybody else with, although the whole plan wasn't there, but oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Oh, no. There was only one of my kids there, and I have six. And but we're pretty happy today.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the good note of the day.
Yes.
The rest of the day just kind of went downhill as I did research and started checking into things. Of course, Susan Rice, Lindsey Graham, and them all came away unhappy about the little meeting they had. And I wasn't happy that it was Lindsey Graham and John McCain in it to begin with.
I know. And how many times have they flip-flopped this time, these two?
Oh, definitely.
I've never seen anything like They're worse than Clinton was.
It's become the whole party, Linda. You look,
I know.
Now the GOP is trying to come up with the Dream Act. I don't know what these people don't understand. But
you
there's no country on the earth, no country on this planet that can take the onrush of people that they are inviting by granting amnesty. And I'm not just talking about the 20 million that's going to get amnesty.
Oh, I know.
Amnesty comes with family reunification. Family reunification allows each illegal to bring up to 256 extended family members.
Well,
if they only bring 10, that's 200 million people. More than half.
Don't you realize that that's just more for these rats to kill when they do their Agenda 21?
They'll have to kill them because the U.S. won't be able to feed them. It will crush the entitlement programs, every one of them, right off the bat. So all you liberals, keep pushing for it because I'm rooting for you to get your entitlements taken away.
Oh, trust me, it's happening. I was kind of trying to regain my strength also from my dental appointment because I have some situations, and a week from today, I'm going to have some major work done. But so it's going to be pretty crazy. But I was watching Hannity because I thought, okay, let's see what he's doing, you know, so I can laugh at him, because most of the time, I think three-fourths of his radio show today was just absolute wasteland. But he had on someone who I admire quite a bit, and his name is Neil Bortz. I know you guys have heard of him. Terry Rowland read Neil Bortz's speech on her show one time. This is months ago when he railed against, and he was in front of some college students at a graduation ceremony. And he nailed it, and he probably has been barred from every university since. However, it was priceless. Now, this guy gets it. The guy understands our founding. He understands the whole thing. He told Hannity on the air, which Fox has a lot of viewers. It's not, you know, it's not like Glenn Beck's internet where he gets maybe 15 to 20 million coming in, and some are coming in the archives, right? He gets huge. They get huge audiences on Fox News, especially Hannity, because, you know, the women love him because he's cute, yada, yada. Neil Bortz said, because Hannity had asked him about this fiscal cliff, he says, this is not a fiscal cliff. These people are going to continue down this road until they are forced to do something. And that's going to happen when the whole thing collapses, like Ron has been talking about for 3 years. I mean, he's – remember Frank did it too. All of them said the same thing. All these kids who've been studying this stuff, Philo, Ron, Frank, all of us, I've been studying the economic system, von Mises, all these people. It's coming. And Nigel Farage gets it. He screams and rails every day in front of the European Union.
There are many out there doing it. And the sadness is, when they talk about this fiscal cliff and all the debt and stuff, there's something they're not mentioning to you. The UN is trying to push through a global carbon tax.
Oh, my God,
I know. The United States over $1 trillion a year.
Oh, let's not
that's
forget.
That's not included. Isn't that amazing? That don't get included in that debt.
And let's
that,
not
that's
forget.
That's what they're proposing. We're already giving them how many million a year?
Yeah, they're going to do the value-added tax as well. I mean, they're going to crush it. And you
they're
going to
start taxing sweets. They're going to double or triple taxes on cigarettes.
It's sick. I know. It's sick. Here's the headline. You're going to love this. In fact, I'm seriously considering sending this to my niece, who just started collecting unemployment, by the way. She had a fabulous job. Now she's starting to see the picture. She's about 43 years old. She probably voted for zero twice because she doesn't get it. She wouldn't know John Adams from Adam Smith. So let's – okay. That's she's a product of the horrible – system we've had in place probably for 80 years in this country in the education system. This is our headline today. It's called the Union Tribune San Diego. Jobless checks threatened. About 400,000 Californians could stop receiving benefits for their unemployment insurance if fiscal cliff negotiations fail. Because, as you know, I don't know if I mentioned this before on some of my shows, this is going way back, that California has been receiving, I think it's $40 million a month just to pay for their unemployment because California's broke. You know, this is how they do this. This is exactly what Agenda 21 is all about. They dangle these carrots and these idiots fall for it because they're like Lenin said, useful idiots. It says about 400,000 Californians could stop receiving their weekly unemployment checks as of December 29th, no matter how much time they have left on their federal extensions. She just started. Come January, it's back to standard 26 weeks for the jobless benefit. That's well below the once attainable 99 weeks of additional assistance. The federal government will stop honoring the unemployment insurance extensions at the end of this year unless Congress and the President act. The extensions date to 2008 but are expiring as part of the fiscal cliff. The automatic tax increases and spending cuts set to begin 2013. The checks range from $40 to $450 per week. The State Employment Development Department, this is California, which handles unemployment checks, says about 400,000 Californians are currently on the extensions. So maybe that doesn't mean that the new people. So the new people, like my niece, may not be affected, but the others definitely will.
Well, she'll get her 26 weeks, but she's not going to get no 99.
That's correct. So she needs to see this article as well. People don't understand.
So why is that not some kind of discrimination against the people that are just now getting unemployment?
Well, it's not discrimination. The whole thing is a scam.
No, wait a minute. You just paid these other people for how long?
I know.
And you're telling me that I'm only entitled to 26 weeks, but you took my taxpayers' money and stuff, and you paid 99 weeks to these other people.
Well, here's what happened. My sister was supposed to get the 99. They cut her off, and there's no way for her to contact them or anything. She's just SOL. So she found a job as a nanny taking care of these little kids because she loves babies. So she gets the 4-month-olds and the 1-year-olds and stuff like that. And she loves it. But, she's getting paid, $15 an hour or whatever. She gets like a few hours a week, so it's not a big deal. But for the most part, for her, thank God it's under the table. Her husband, thank God, is getting picked up, by other things. And he's actually on the federal program, too, as well as his private business, because he's a home inspector. And now under HUD, he can get work with these mortgage people, which is all part of Agenda 21. But as long as it can keep his mortgage paid and they have a roof over their heads, whatever. We're caught in this quandary.
I have never been able to do that myself. If something is wrong, it's wrong. And I don't care how much it would benefit me, I'm just not going to do it.
Oh, I know. I agree with you.
I have to live with me.
I know, hon.
My conscience.
Look, here's my thinking. When the time comes and I get out of California, and I am definitely doing that, I've got books. You give me the realtors for Jackson County. I've got my estimates on how much it's going to cost to put a van together and move me out of state. I just need X amount of bucks, and then I got to get the right price. But if they cut off our Social Security in so many years, which they will have to do because there's no money. It's BS. It's the most unbelievable, dishonest.
You're telling the truth there. We always talk about the $16 trillion we're currently in debt, but that's not the truth. That's not even nowhere near the truth. We have so many trillions of dollars, hundreds of trillions of dollars.
Absolutely. I saw the post. Absolutely.
Close to $3
trillion. I know.
Or $300 trillion of unfunded liabilities.
Yes, and you know who talked about this way back when? It was Ron, Frank, and Philo. They knew about this 3 years ago, and we've talked about many times on their shows for hours.
I watched a Lou Dobbs thing, probably 2006, 2007, and Lou Dobbs went talking about these things. And I'm going to tell you, if I'm going to pick a brain off of Fox News, I'll take Lou Dobbs over Hannity any day.
Oh, my gosh. And Neil Bortz, because he's brilliant. He gets it, and he told the truth last night. I was actually applauding the TV when he was speaking, and I thought they should give him another 10 minutes on that set to talk because he knows what's going on. We've had it ever since the Federal Reserve, ever since 1913, when the evil ones got their way under Wilson and the corrupt Congress. we can trace. That's what I think I'm going to start doing on my show tomorrow. I'm going to start tracing things backwards in time.
And
to
I want to start
past.
A petition to get France to Germany.
Mm. Oh, really?
If they're going to give Palestine recognition, I recognize Germany as owning France.
Well, yeah. The whole thing is nuts. I mean, everything that...
Let me put this Palestine thing in perspective for everyone. Replace the name Palestine with Mexico,
uh-huh.
and replace the name Israel with the U.S.
That's right.
Are we not seeing that same scenario trying to be played out where Mexico is claiming they own this part of this country and we have to give
it
back and the same things? And you think we're not going to fight?
Oh, well,
we have fought nobody more than we've fought Mexico. Mexico has never been a friend to the United States.
Never,
ever been a friend to the United States. They have allowed our enemies to sneak across that border. They have tried to rip us off. They send their people here for the purpose of stealing jobs and sending
money
back to support their economy.
Right.
Mexico's
right.
economy they
survive.
Have no economy without illegal acts.
And
without
the drug cartel.
Either dealing drugs or sneaking across the border and sending remittances home. Mexico has no economy. Their economy is all based on crime.
Well, yeah, it's a very, very corrupt system. It has been for decades. How many? Probably centuries. I don't know how far back this nonsense goes. But it's communism. It's just plain anarchy and tyranny. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is, again, this shows how corrupt, ignorant, and lying SOBs the mainstream media is. When Mexico's new president got elected, the Mexican people flooded the streets of Mexico. They did not want this drug cartel man as their president. They claimed that there was a bunch of fraud and all this and that. More than likely there was. But our media's never covered that.
Our media sucks. They're worse than Pravda. They make me they're
well,
state run.
Somehow, some way, we must take down the mainstream media.
Well,
must take them down.
You know
bankrupt
what?
Bankrupt them. Take all of them people out. Because if you're not going to do nothing but come on and be a propaganda machine, you're not going to do nothing but come on and cover for politicians and
right.
spread lies to protect that politician.
So you know
you are not
built?
News. You are nothing more than low-life liars, and you should be done away with.
Well, they're traitors. They absolutely are traitors, and Michael Savage had called them Quislings for probably the last 5 years.
Well, he's being nicer than me.
The penalty for treason is hanging. I like that one. Now, do not support these people. Do not watch these ABC, NBC, CBS, all the rest of it. Do not buy their product.
Well, the problem is, though, in this nation you take Gannett, who owns newspapers and stuff. Gannett is a liberal propaganda. They won't allow their newspapers and stuff to print the truth. Find me a Gannett newspaper that has printed anything about Benghazi.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, Glenn Beck covered Benghazi better than any, and the Drudge Report, better than anyone that I've ever seen. Because he has been exposing it and talking about it on The Blaze. From the beginning of that whole thing. The very second it happened, there was reporting on The Blaze. And Glenn ran with it everywhere he could, daily, hourly. I'm telling you, he gets the truth.
He gets some of it. There are some things I bigly disagree with Glenn on, but most of the stuff I have to agree with him on. And I'm glad that at least he does get out there and spread look into things and tell the things that the other media just isn't going to tell.
That's right. And he talked, I don't know if you saw his program called The Project about the Muslim Brotherhood. My God, and that was written by them. And look what's happening in Egypt. Oh, surprise, surprise, Morsi turns out to be a dictator. Oh, who saw that coming? But Glenn saw
Obama
it coming.
Obama set him up?
Oh, of course
Obama
he did.
Obama put him in power.
Of course he did. And every single entity that surrounds that miserable salamander in chief, this evil leviathan that exists only because no one has the guts to do the right thing, makes everybody that surrounds him, he picks the most evil on the wrong side of every issue person. He's got John Kerry slated for the DOD. He's got Susan Rice, another puppet of his, slated for the Secretary of State. Good God Almighty. How the hell, how do you not see it? How does anybody not see this? With half a brain.
Well, I got to step in there and say, you know, this was all prophesied. They're doing exactly the very book they knock and put down. They're doing it. They're following exactly what it says they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they do, they keep fulfilling what the book says. If they keep denying the book.
Well, yeah, I
or they want to change it. Jamie Foxx.
What? Here's what
Jamie Foxx.
That guy has.
What you has said the other night, Betty, I'd put you in a ring and let George Foreman or Evander Holyfield just beat you to the ground. Beat you so bad that you could never be recognized. Because what you said, you are the lowest human being I have ever heard in my life.
Well, he's a blasphemer. Look, did you see the post? It was on Glenn's show today with that the artist putting Obama as Christ with the thorns on his head. It was horrible. So Glenn got him back today. And he took a mason jar filled with yellow liquid, and he, you know, Glenn, how he makes us laugh, and he puts his hands around it and says, oh, it's still warm. And then he took a bobblehead of Obama and dunked it into this yellow liquid and put the cap on it. It was hysterical. I was applauding it because, oh, he's going to catch all kind of flack for it. But you know what? If the other artists can have their art, we can have our art.
Let's be real. Obama is nothing but a puppet. He takes his marching orders from Valerie Jarrett, who gets them from George Soros.
Yes.
I've seen a great clip on there. It was Obama behind Soros talking about his white massa and how everybody, everybody hating whites for them being in control, and he's laughing about it.
Well, I know.
Evidently, many of the blacks in this nation don't realize that Obama is totally 100% controlled by George Soros.
Bill, I don't think anybody on the left, whether they're white or black or Jewish, who voted for this clown, even knows who George Soros is. They're so stupid. They don't even know how to define socialism. Do you know what their answer is when Glenn calls these guys up, you know, and they don't even know who's calling him, and they're telling them that it's a contest, and they're competing against different people, and he and Stu and Pat call these guys, and they don't even know who they're speaking to, and they ask he calls it moron trivia, you know, moron trivia, and then he says, define socialism, and they go, you mean like Twitter? These people don't know jack. This is what we have in this country.
That's your education system that has been more on indoctrinating than teaching.
Oh, my God.
I was totally amazed last week. I met a recent college graduate, and we were talking, and I'm going to tell you something. I know people with a ninth grade education who would blow this doctor degree guy away. He is that ignorant.
Oh, my gosh.
I started talking about things from my background in physics and stuff. He has no concept.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy has a doctorate's degree?
I know.
From the University of Kentucky.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is what we're dealing with the climate change and the Agenda 21. And I had the privilege of seeing up close and personal both of these people, Dr. Fred Singer, from the IPCC, who totally understands that we're actually going into an ice age, you fool, and Lord Monckton. I got to shake both of their hands. I actually walked Dr. Singer to his car. It was an amazing experience. I was so fortunate to be involved in San Diego, where I get these informations from my Tea Party members, and they say, come on, Linda, let's go here, let's go there. And I go because I need to know what's going on. And therefore, I'm educated. Now I can go against Agenda 21. I can speak the truth to power. My God, we have to do this every single day. And Glenn is correct. Well, and so is Rosie Chiori and all these people. You've got to hit your local communities. You've got to fight it.
There
it's the only
so
way we're going to get it.
There are so many things in this currency that just don't make sense to me, and I wonder where logic and common sense have gone. Okay, atheists can throw a fit about praying at a school or saying God.
Oh, my God.
Well, is that not, in return, atheists forcing their view on
yes.
our children?
Yes.
Why is that? Why does it not work both ways?
It never will.
Why
because
do atheists
until
get the say
I know.
On
until
religion?
Until we take this country back, Bill, it's not going to change. We have to start
well, that's
as the individual.
To me, it's reverse discrimination. Atheism, to me, is a religious thing in a way, even though they claim they're a non-religion. No, you're non-God. That just doesn't make you a non-religion.
They still
God,
have a religion.
You worship yourself.
Right, because the word religion means belief. So whatever their beliefs are, that's their religion. So
exactly. So
yeah.
they're forcing their religion on us. But yet
absolutely.
we can't
okay.
have our,
you
know, they're going to throw a fit if I want my kid to say the Pledge of Allegiance and put God in it.
The whole
they're going to throw a fit. But any one of them
nuts.
Don't mind spending that, my In God We Trust money.
I know. Well, I'm going to start writing it on the outsides of my envelopes when I send my Christmas cards. In God We Trust. But, or Laus Deo, I've done that. I've done all of it. You know, it's just amazing when they talk about, when you look at the First Amendment, the only people who are restricted by the chains of the Constitution is the Congress, not you and me, not the schools, not the people, not the states, nobody except the Congress of the United States of America are the only people. It says Congress shall make no law, meaning that's why they were so afraid of a theocracy, and that's why Thomas Jefferson wrote the letter to the Danbury priests.
Well, again, we're down to the fact of being illiterate and uneducated because you can't read what it says. It says freedom of, O-F, of religion. Not
from.
Freedom from religion.
Absolutely. And these numbskulls and these, I call them extremists, which they are, they're blasphemers. I don't care if they're secular humanists. Leave me alone. Leave my amendments alone. Leave my God-given rights alone and get out of my face or I'm going to have to kick your ass. Hello?
Well, you know, I saw an atheist get in a fight once. He bragged about being an atheist and he picked a fight with one of my biker brothers. And I'm going to tell you something. The guy was really putting it on him bad. And I swear in the middle of all of it, I heard that atheist saying, please God.
You
know,
oh my.
You're an atheist until your life is threatened, and then all of a sudden you become wanting God to help you.
Oh, the whole thing is...
I'm not knocking that, because I've seen it in the foxholes.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen people put into the position where they fear for their lives, then they start return to God.
Here's
maybe
the thing,
that's what it takes. But
here's the thing,
really,
Bill. What these people are so hypocritical about is they're like progressives. The atheists are like progressives because I think they're all cut out of the same cloth anyway. They're secular humanists until, you know, all else of their stupid ideology fails, and then they have to go to God. The whole thing is it's lip service, emotion, and non-logic.
I can understand some things, Linda. I can understand something tragic happens to you and it might turn you away from God for a bit or whatever. I can understand these things. But what I'm really cannot understand is that, you know, I cannot understand how this country has gotten such a ball of fire of hatred against each other. And what good is that going to do any of us? You know, I don't care what you do in your home, liberal, progressive.
I know.
But you don't have the right to force your crap on me, no more than I have the right to force my
exactly.
crap on you.
That's the libertarian.
You keep it to
and
yourself.
Right, this
you
is the Jeffersonian thing.
You keep your masturbation for five-year-olds within your own family because you're the bunch of sickos. And,
you know what? We need to fight against the UN.
The UN has to go. The UN must be gone. And
you know,
I'm waiting for the rest of the world to wake up and realize that the UN ain't nothing more than a group of thieves.
It's a cabal of petty dictators. And they
want to rule us all.
they're evil. And
and mark my words, if it all come out in the next couple of years, you're going to see the UN and their Agenda 21, and they'll probably be promoting Obama as the head of UN Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
It's fulfilling Bible prophecy. It came promising change, changing the laws and changing views. You can call me crazy, but there's no way this man is of this country, and there's no way this man is of God.
Oh, my gosh. This thing is the most twisted, sick freak I've ever seen crawl out from under a rock in Kenya in my life. Oh, my God. Boy,
I would
they
like
found
to put him in the country where the Muslim was saying they ought to kill all homosexuals.
Absolutely.
Send Obama there and see how long he lasts.
Oh, boy,
but
that would be
for
nice.
For all you people who are gay, this is the guy you picked. And
oh
he's going to bring that Sharia law to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He may get a pass at it. They may call it, well, he was just putting on an act to fulfill the means. You know, Muslims are allowed to lie and do that.
Vladimir Lenin said it's about.
But I can guarantee you, the rest of you, you're not going to get that benefit. Obama is setting you up to be slaughtered.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he's going to be protected, but you know what? He'll get his in the end.
Don't get it. He will throw every black there is
under the bus.
Muslim brothers. You're going to pay the price.
How many
you think
people?
You had a problem with slavery blacks? You're going to pay the price now.
Oh, yeah.
Obama's going to bring Islam on you. It's going to be a slaughter of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. I mean, the whole thing is, especially if you're Christian. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And what really sickens me is, you know, I go out here in public. I meet people of all races and colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. I kind of have
me
a
either.
I put on a blinders and that kind of thing. I don't see color. I myself, when I was young, I have dated different ethnicities. Never bothered me. Never thought about it. Never was a problem. But we have a country where our leaders are playing us against each other, creating problems to try to keep us at each other's throat, not to help either one of us, but to help
themselves. Yep. And you know what? This brings me to what's going to happen tomorrow after my show when I go down to City Hall, because we go to the rotunda and we be in the audience and we speak in front of the dais, which is the mayor and the other council members. And if I get a chance to speak on the subject that we're bitching about, literally, we're talking about Sandag and we're talking about the mayor's role and we're talking about what these guys want to do. Well, these people are ignoring the will of the Oceanside folks. Same way that the Congress and the Senate and everybody else in power right now in D.C. is ignoring the will of the people. They've ignored it under Obamacare. They've ignored it under taxes. They've ignored us under every single tenet we want. They've ignored us on cap and trade. They ignore us on amnesty. They ignore us on fixing the borders. They're sickening. They do not represent us anymore, Bill. And I'm going to tell my city council tomorrow, you do not represent us. And I'm going to compare them to these evil ones in D.C., and I'm going to let them have it. I got 3 minutes to do it, and the S is going to hit the fan because I'm done with these people, and I'm going to call them out on their BS because that's what they are.
We're at a time, I don't know if you realize it, I mean, you should realize that you work on the Agenda 21 so much. They're pushing. They're going to push real hard this next couple of years. They're going to push very hard.
This is
why. Get everything set into place.
Yes. This is why what Glenn said is true. If myself and my fellows here in California, there's several people up north and down here, we're all working real hard to fight this. If Ken Happel, the guy that put that thing together that I sent to you, all these people, we're working our butts off down here. And I know you guys do the same thing. You've got to go after not only the city councils and the planners and all those guys in every city within driving distance of you. Then you have to go to Tea Party meetings and wake the rest of them up. And then you gather the troops and you bring every single person in that you can and fill up the rotundas and scream loud enough until and keep doing it every day until they stop their garbage. This is how we have to do it. It'll work. It's gonna take a long time because these guys have had 25 or 30 years on us on this nonsense.
Linda, I'll be honest. We don't have the time.
We have to try.
Well, we have to try. I mean, that's just the thing. You have to keep trying.
Yeah.
I had a woman tell me today that she wished me and Yo would quit beating our heads against the wall and just pray. If I don't do anything, I am just as guilty as those that are doing the bad stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. No, praying
to do
is
nothing,
great.
To do nothing is never going to be the answer.
Excuse
oh, yeah, you
me.
Pray. You pray, but you still must take action.
Absolutely.
You will know
Jesus,
them by their works, not
yes,
by
Jesus
their prayer.
Said, I know. Jesus said, you must teach a man to fish because this is how it has to work. You, those who do not work do not eat. And this is biblical. And everybody, when you serve another person, whether it's in your job capacity or your community service or whatever, or helping your mom or your sister or your son or your grandson or whatever, you know, you are serving the Lord and you must do it with a cheerful heart. And if I don't get off my couch and go tell those idiots at city council tomorrow what I'm thinking, I'm not worthy of the Lord's saving. I'm not.
Well, okay, I see where FT's put in here. He's been reading Behind the Green Mask, and his city
good.
Is signed up with an Office of Sustainability. Well, then, FT, your city's been linked, signed up to follow Agenda 21.
And you know what, FT?
You got to start doing things. I would ask tell you to look up your county's comprehensive plan. It'll have one. Read it.
I got to tell him, FT, I don't know what you paid for that, but you get another copy and you give it to the mayor and tell him you read this or I'm going to come back and haunt you when I die. I'm serious.
Or Linda, you can send him what you sent me.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That is very strong and powerful. I've been showing it to people and spreading it around in three or four counties here now, and it's really powerful. And people are taking it into their city councils and they're screaming.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. I'm so glad. FT, you have to take that green mask. I don't care if you have to go to a copy place and copy the whole book and give it to them and say, you must read this, or I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do, but just say, you please beg them on your knees if you have to. Do it. Explain to them this is evil. And I think I got Robert on the line. Hello. Hello, sir.
Hello, Miss Linda.
Hi.
Oh, Mr. Robert.
Mr. Bill Strong, how you guys doing?
I'm ranting.
Doing fine. When are you moving out of Florida?
You're ranting and raving. That's
hey,
all we
when
can
you move
right
out of Florida,
now.
Robert?
Oh, I tell you, Florida is Florida. What can I tell you?
Murphy,
no jungle here.
Grace, Murphy, Grayson. I cannot believe those people down there put Grayson back in power.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I didn't put Grayson back in power.
Whatever part of Florida that is, there should be a black circle drawn around it, and nobody should go there. No tourists should go there.
Oh,
don't let
God.
That area have a dime. Let them keep Grayson.
Oh, Grayson's crazy, man. I don't know.
No,
I don't know
Grayson
how
is a
down.
Sicko. He is an immoral sicko.
I don't know how they did it either, but I guess you have to be. I think in order to become a politician, you have to become a moron.
Okay.
Well, you don't see Thomas. You don't see the geniuses of this nation running for office. That's true.
But you know, Bill, I really believe that you have to have really, literally, no brains to become a politician.
Oh my gosh.
That's how I feel about it anyway.
Well, yeah, here's the thing, guys. Okay, as far as Robert goes, I would love to have you come to Indiana someday because that's where all of us are going to wind up, let me tell you. There's land, there's food, there's everything we could, you know, we've got guns, we got ammo, we got everything we need. And what I need from Bill is
we have a GOP filibuster-proof majority in our House, State House. We have a GOP governor.
Cool.
Democrats basically don't have any power in Indiana anymore.
Here's the deal. Well, we have to continue to fight, of course, but if we all gather together when we do our thing, what I need from Bill at this point is to, once I'm ready to go, I'll have to call him on the phone or something and say, okay, find me a bartending job or some really cool venture capitalist so I can open up my own restaurant. I mean, I got to figure out a way. If they cut off my Social Security, I'm dead to one, you know. So it's pretty crazy.
Linda, they won't cut off your Social Security.
They won't want it goes bankrupt.
Well, they don't even want to consider raising.
Well, that would probably be one of the last things, Linda.
Mm.
The health care bill is going to have to go first. You're seeing the media trying to back up Obama and saying, oh, it's going to cut the deficit. There ain't no way in hell you steal $500 billion from a Medicare fund that's already $70 trillion in debt, and you came out ahead.
Awful.
You just can't do it. And it's going to fund 15 entities, and I can bet you money right now that there will be at least one union, at least one, if not more. I would say it'll be three unions of that 15. At least six of them will be progressive organizations like MoveOn.org. You know, they're setting us up. So B is just to pick these 15 entities. There is no oversight. There is, even if they do something wrong, there's no way you can come on to them. Only she can.
Wow. Yeah,
nobody read that damn bill.
It's horrid.
Well,
I mean, everything that, yeah, I know.
Hey, Bill, I have two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Number one, who's this Van Hollen guy that's been thrown around? I mean, he seems like he's the nuts and bolts of not passing a jobs bill or whatever type of bill. Number one, and number two, what is the beef of Simpson Bowles and the 39% tax rate? I don't get it.
Well, I'm going to say it bluntly as I can to you, Robert, and a lot of people don't like it when I say this. But the truth is, when you're sitting there looking at a Democrat or a Republican, you're looking at the same damn thing.
Yep,
I understand that. I know.
So,
this whole
tax deal.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, you would think you would, if you're going to tax something, you would go after what would hurt the country the least.
Not these guys. That,
to me, I'd be going after the movie industry.
Oh my God.
There would be no actor making over $50,000 for a movie. None. Hollywood would only allow so much money for a movie. 70% of their profits would go to the government to pay down the debt.
Well, there you go. That'd be sweet. I mean,
Pro athletes.
Yep.
Not a one of them would make over $150,000 a year.
Wow. Boy, Bill, you're tough. I love it.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't care who's playing today. They will never equal who played in the past. And those who played in the past never come close to that kind of money.
Well, plus the fact you got to take into consideration.
You're paying a guy millions of dollars a year. There is no athlete on this planet worth $1 million a year.
And you know what? I'm talking, you know, I agree with you if you still allow them to have their endorsements, because that does not come from, well, anything.
No, I'm not going after their endorsements. I'm just going after their contracts.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And
wow.
I would also limit how much these owners could make. They wouldn't be charging no 25, 30, 40, 50 bucks for a ticket.
Oh, man.
I don't know how it is in other states, but here in Indiana, our taxpayer dollars are built that stadium where the Colts play.
Oh, I know.
I'm not even a Colts fan. I thought the way they stole out of Baltimore, they should have been shipped back
to
Baltimore.
It's craziness. Yeah.
But I'm paying for a stadium out of my tax dollars that I want no part of.
I know.
It's like I have to pay school taxes here where I live, not for my local school, But they go to another school in Seymour, which is 18 miles away. They don't go to Brownstown. They go to Seymour.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know.
Well, you know what's even worse? When I was working, I had to pay taxes into the $21 billion tax pool to subsidize and pay for all the benefits for illegals in California. Wasn't that
I would
nice?
Get rid of the privatized prison systems and return them to the states, and I would make them self-sustaining again. Self-sustaining, self-supporting again.
Oh, my gosh. The whole thing
that
is
was,
just
that would save us several billions of dollars per year.
Oy.
And there are many other things I could go after. There are things I could go after right now. Now,
right.
When I pointed out Hollywood and the athletes, I was trying to make the statement there, you know, most people would consider that wrong. Oh, they're worth it, this or that. They are no more worth it than the guy who broke his back and butt earning his money that you want to take from.
Oh, I know.
I don't
see
you trying to take billions of dollars from Gates, which you should. I don't see you trying to take billions of dollars from Buffett. Buffett owes $2 billion in back taxes in one of his businesses and went to court to try to get out of from paying it.
Yeah,
that's
and his
how
ugly
Buffett
face
is.
Was in the newspaper today, too. Yeah, I know.
It kills me that they will put him on there, but nobody will mention that he owes $2 billion in back taxes.
And he's clamoring for Obama to tax the rich. The whole thing is just, you know,
Well, let's be real.
It's
unless
Marxism
you
on steroids.
Code, unless you change the tax code, the wealthy are smart. Most
I would
of them,
eliminate.
They're
going to
find a way to hide and stash that money and keep you from taking it anyway.
And once it gets a little too crazy, they're going to leave the country.
But let's go after George Soros' money.
No, of course not. Oh no.
Oh no, I want George Soros' money.
No, I understand.
I want his money. I want Buffett's money. I want IMAP's money. I want Bloomberg's money. I want, you know, you want to go after rich people? Let's go after some rich people. But don't keep throwing up these people on the right only. You never mention these assholes on the left. You're always trying to protect their billions.
Oh, yeah, it's always the Koch brothers
and
Rush
so many are not smart enough to realize this whole global warming scam, it is a scam. The whole global warming lie. They based Agenda 21 on it, but that ain't the only thing they did. Some of them, Maurice Strong, knows that if he can pass a carbon tax globally and they control the carbon exchanges and the carbon market, they're going to become trillionaires, people. Not billionaires, trillionaires. And I can tell you right now, Obama and the whole Democratic Congress does not have the guts or the courage to go after Maurice Strong.
Well,
you don't got it. You don't got it. Your owner, George Soros, even Soros, is too big a chicken crap to go after Maurice Strong.
Oh, wow. Whatever happened to Donald Trump?
Well, Donald will lose.
So we have
lose his, Donald will lose his money.
We haven't heard from that guy. I haven't heard from him, have you?
Donald's going to lose his money because there's going to be another real estate collapse whenever you have a fiscal collapse. You know, it just goes to show that's going to happen. Face it. If there's a monetary collapse, people can't pay their homes, there's a real estate bubble collapse again. You're right back to where you started, only worse off because now you're already so many trillions of dollars in debt. How in the heck could you borrow that much money when you can't pay back what you owe now? We're not going over the physical cliff. We went over that a while back. We're in free fall.
Well, I tell you what, Bill Strong, I know cap and trade is already in fruition because my power bill this month was $235.
Oh my God.
Well, it's not hit you yet, Robert. It's going to get worse.
It's going to get real ugly.
When you're trying to take control over every bit of the populace,
mm-hmm.
you've got to make everybody dependent on you for survival.
And
if you look around, I'm telling you, write it down. Get you a piece of paper and ink pen. Write this down right now. Come springtime, you're going to be the price. You're going to see such a jack price in food,
mm-hmm.
gas,
gasoline,
electricity, and energy.
Yep.
Taxes.
Huge.
All these things. It's
Joblessness.
All going to go more than double. But your wages aren't.
Oh no! This is the problem. We have. That's why, Bill, we have to fight this Agenda 21 so quickly, because if that thing goes through, it's hell on earth. Huge. There. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with it. It's so heinous. It's just pure evil.
I could understand if the UN was really a legitimate, straight, and
they're
honest.
Not.
Organization,
they're evil.
That they might be trying to work to help out other countries, but I don't see it.
No.
I don't see that you're helping nobody.
You
help people
by
teaching them, not by giving to them.
What they want to do is destroy the United States so that they can easily take us over. They can take over the other ones. They just have to bust us first. That's why the puppet Obama has been put into power. Now, granted, he dances to the tune of these people, of the Illuminati, but he's still carrying out the orders. This is not this is unforgivable. He's not absolvable. He's not.
Oh, no.
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 I refuse to ever concede that.
Well, you look, I'm just telling you flat out, Obama is not smart enough for all the stuff that's been pulled.
He takes
his marching orders for someone who's way smarter than him.
And evil.
That's why he can't show you his transcripts for two reasons. One, it's going to show you he's not that bright.
Yeah,
and
he's
two,
an idiot.
It's going to show you that he ain't even an American.
He's a liar. I don't even think he's human, but that's just me.
I don't think he's a man.
Oh, of course not. He's
I would come closer to believing his wife was a man.
Yeah, well, who
knows? And that's sad because...
Who knows?
Has she been a more reserved woman and a more,
she's a communist,
I don't know,
like he is.
Albeit a king type of person.
She would have
been more loved by the public.
She
hates
this country
more
than he does.
Because she is such a hateful.
Yes. Evil witch. Fascist.
You know, it's just sad that our country has got to the point that we elect leaders who play us against each other, who
mm-hmm.
have got us so disrupted, we're on the verge of fighting amongst ourselves physically. And,
I know.
Everybody thinks it's so great to have these people in power.
Bill, you've got to understand. I mean, even Pravda came out and said the reason the idiot got reelected is because we are illiterate. We know this, Bill. We've been talking about it for 4 years.
Gosh,
my God.
You know, truth. That's what Pravda means.
Well,
and it's sad when you get more truth out of the Russians than you can get out of all the media put together.
Well, look, they're starting to get it. They're going against what we're doing. They're trying to go to a flat tax.
China's cutting taxes.
Yeah, Russia's got a flat tax. Absolutely.
You know, they're sitting over there laughing their butts off at Obama because he's going to raise taxes. John F. Kennedy knew it wouldn't do no good. And you've seen Bill Clinton do a little turnaround in the middle of all that.
Did he?
It is our uneducated that are leading us in Washington, D.C., I don't care if they went to Harvard. I have not seen a man that came out of Harvard the last 10 years that I thought had better than a high school education.
Well, because, look, they've been indoctrinated by the progressives and the commies.
They sure failed in math and they sure failed in science because they don't understand the global warming, the bullshit behind that, and they cannot add their math on when it comes to monetary issues and stuff
that's
so far off and is so make-believe. And
look,
they damn sure do not understand the word illegal or lawful.
They don't. They don't care. They don't care about the Constitution.
Harvard is a failed education.
And it never. It wasn't that way in the beginning. Neither was Yale.
No, it wasn't.
Or Princeton. All of them. these were ones that the founders went to, the ones who could afford it or needed it. Look, these were religious institutions back in that time. Everything has been bastardized and ruined. Everything that we hold dear, that we understand as our God-given rights, everything that was providential, everything that happened from the time of before the pilgrims even came here, for God's sakes, this was all providential. We have lost all of it, Bill. We have lost almost everything except our fighting spirit, our Patrick Henry. That's it. You just label me Linda Lafayette because I'm ready. I'm ready to take a musket. I'm sick of this crap. I can't take it anymore.
It's not going to come down to all that.
Oh, God.
I don't believe. Here in our country, I think Israel's being set up. By Obama and the UN.
Oh,
and I give Canada's Prime Minister credit for what he said and his support of Israel. I give him credit. But you're looking at, you're telling me you're going to give recognition to Palestine and all this, and all you're really doing is, and Obama is one of the major players in this, is trying to set Israel surrounded by their enemies. I understand that. I live in Indiana where north, south, east, and west of me is libs.
Yeah,
Illinois.
I know.
I'm going to call Ohio a liberal state, and Michigan and Kentucky, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, well.
But, you know, we're right here in the middle, and Indiana's prospering. Why?
That's a great thing.
You know, how are we doing it when all you around us don't see that we are? And, I mean, Illinois is just, how far in debt? Indiana, right next door, sister state, is over a $2 billion surplus.
Yes. It's a red state. I know. California's on the brink, too. I know. I mean, we talked about this on I don't know whether it was.
That should not be the thing. It should be the people. It's not the Republican Party. It's not the Democratic Party. It is we the people.
Yes.
And until we all realize that, and we realize that both parties together.
They have sold us down the river.
Have been working against us.
Absolutely.
Both parties pushed Agenda 21.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both parties are part of it and pushing it. Both parties have created a huge deficit. The Democrats didn't do that. Both parties did.
Both parties did. And they've been doing it for 100 years. Look, we have to go back to the idea, the very first idea, when they signed the Declaration, that we the people is it. We pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, and we will be the extremists, and we will do it. It's up to the individual, Bill. And one by one, myself, maybe a few others next to me in my Tea Party groups, whatever, are going to stand, and some people might be independents or Democrats or whatever, and they're just normal citizens. They're not in political life, but they understand their own communities, and they're going to go to those meetings, and they're going to agree with me. They may not agree with me on Agenda 21 because they don't understand it, but at least we're going to have to fight this one by one like they did in the old days. What was it, 11% of the population of those 13 colonies were considered anti-loyalists, those people that signed the Declaration? What was that, 11% of the entire population at the time? And they won because they were doing the will of God. I'm telling you, this is how it's going to have to happen.
I don't know how we're going to do anything when, I'm sorry to say this, but California, the most immoral liberal state out there, is also the ones who are putting out the booklets for our kids to study out of, and they're saying the Boston Tea Party was a terrorist act.
I know.
All kinds of other stuff.
Oh,
UCLA,
I know.
I think it was UCLA that did that.
Oh, my God. Look, the propaganda and the indoctrination and the lies and the progressive lies and the Hegelian dialectic and the Marxism, it just keeps marching on. We have to keep fighting it and bring it to people's attention. The new movie Lincoln has been put out by Spielberg, who's a left-wing nut job, obviously a self-loathing Jew who doesn't get it because they're all indoctrinated in this Hollywood soup of mire. Come on. look at this crap. They don't know the truth. And now NBC wants to paint George Washington as a philanderer. I say to those idiots, you want to talk bad about him?
You know,
go after the truth, you dumb.
I got something that NBC doesn't have.
Brains?
I have the Van Meteren papers. And in those, they describe George Washington visiting the home of Henry Van Meteren when he was 16 years old. George Washington had a religious background.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Henry Van Meteren, if you don't know who the Van Meterens are, well, every Lutheran in this country should know, because you wouldn't be the Lutherans without the Van Meterens.
Cool.
Emmanuel Van Meteren, who your Emmanuel Lutheran is named after, he deciphered, published, and printed the first English Bible.
Wow. Yes, I think David Barton has talked about this. And I know that Jefferson, as we've talked about before, actually got more wise as he got older, because he was getting close to, you know, leaving the earth. And he came to the Lord. He absolutely did. He got it. And he was a brilliant
Washington,
man.
Washington prayed with Henry Van Meteren, and they had long discussions about religion while he was surveying land in the Shenandoah Valley for the Van Meterens. Mm-hmm. And there was contact after that by Washington to Henry Van Meteren and to other Van Meterens, and always of a religious nature.
Well, you know, I have a book called, I can't remember, it was Peter Lilbeck, I believe, and he wrote Sacred Fire. It's about a 900-page book about George Washington and his religious upbringing. And it explains how, as a small child at the age of 4, he would sit at his mother's knee, and his mother would read to him from the Bible. And this is how most of the founders learned how to read, from that book.
In the older days, in the West, that was probably the most read book. And most people learned to read and stuff out of that book.
It was back when, way before the 1700s, because, I think George was more elderly than most, because he had more longevity, because at that time people usually only lived to be 35 or 40, and that's why he outlived all these people. And I'm reading these books and I'm going, oh my gosh, they're dropping around him like flies, and I go, oh yeah, light bulb goes off. Yeah, that time people didn't go beyond a certain age unless they were damn lucky, and I guess he was blessed because he lived longer. But yeah, they were all educated. They all loved, I mean, every single time you could read proclamations by these people, inaugural speeches by these people, farewell speeches by these people. Oh my, they were just riddled with religious accounts, and that the Bible was so important, and religious morality was so important to have a free people, that a republic could never be sustained by any other. Every single founder said the same thing. Over and over and over again.
You didn't have a country so tore apart as we have right now.
We have idiots. Look, we had
they had broken us down in any way they could, by race, by gender, by age.
Yes,
by localities and things, and played us against each other.
Yes, the divisiveness comes from the education system, because they have indoctrinated everybody in Alinsky, Marx, and all the rest of this socialist, fascist nonsense. They have revised history, erased history, bastardized it, lied about it, erased it, altered it. You know what they've done. I mean, my God, even my mother didn't know this stuff until I started bringing my books into the house. She says, holy smokes. She looked at my collection and she says, wow. And I said, yeah, Mom. I said, I knew what this guy was in 2008 when he opened his mouth. I said, I compared him to Hitler right from the beginning. And now the rest of the country's finally picking up speed and saying, hey, yeah, guess what, folks? I was right. I'm not beating my own drum, but damn it, you got to read history. Otherwise, man, you are going to be just drowned. Drowned.
Hey, I don't mind being wrong if it's not going to hurt anybody.
Oh, man, absolutely.
And I'm not out here doing what I do trying to hurt anybody. I'm trying to wake people up. I'm trying to help other people.
Thank God.
Trying to wake you, get you to see what's coming at us, but not just us, our kids, our grandkids, the elderly, and everything else.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think if the real fiscal cliff, and it's not this one, this is not it. When this thing crashes down around everybody's ears, you'll see the rats fleeing the sinking ship. You will see the Immelts and the Buffets fleeing this country in droves, just like they're trying to pack up right now out of California. There's 47 people right now calling Allied moving vans to get the hell out of this state. Believe me, they're sick of it. I wish I could be among them, but, you know, the only way I can go is when Mom goes to heaven, and I love her. She just turned 90, so as long as she wants to stay here,
well,
I got more time.
I commend you on the being there with your mom and that, Linda. I do, and totally understand it, and I don't blame you.
I wish more people had that kind of decency. Well, you know what? I had to go through with my dad. I helped my mom because we got him into this home, and it was really, really horrible because he suffered at the end, and that was one of my worst fears. And so it was actually a blessing when he went, because it was, you know, it was at his time. It really was. And I just didn't want him to have pain or suffer. So I stayed there half more time than I couldn't even hardly stay awake, but I wanted to make sure they got the drugs to him. And I said, look, you guys got to put him out of pain. And they had nothing at this place. And they called the drugstore, and I said, please assure me if I can go home and get some rest for tomorrow. And within 48 hours, he was gone, because he had already gone into that coma. And it's really, really hard. But I'm helping my mom. I'm trying to help my community. I'm trying to help my family. There's several people in my family who think I'm crazy, of course, you know, like Glenn Beck goes through that, and so did Jefferson. So I'm in good company. But, you know, I just do what I can and try to wake people up like you do. And I'm going to do it every day of my life until God takes me home. That's it. I can't do anything else.
And I love when I get a little debate going on something with a liberal, and we can actually sit down and have an adult conversation, which a lot of times you can't do.
Can't do. Yeah, I know.
You know, some of them just throw it out that they're not going to do it. They don't They don't want to hear what you have to say, what they have to say.
They're
it,
in Plato's
and that's
cave,
it.
I know. They don't want to hear.
And even what they said, it's something they got off of the media.
Oh yeah. They regurgitate. And they're so brainwashed. They're conditioned, Bill, beyond conditioning.
I'm understanding that's what Susan Rice did today. She just went in there and did talking points.
Oh, my God. And did they allow
they just
it?
And she wonders why Graham and McCain and Lieberman and the rest of them weren't impressed by her.
Good. Good. I hope that they – she solidified
their – But now,
their...
if she doesn't get the nomination, is he going to try to shove John Kerry on us?
Well, he wants –
I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, that bastard.
John Kerry – well, everybody I was served in the military with thinks nothing of John Kerry.
I heard this today I think it was Mike Slater, one of them today on my local one, and they said that if he nominates that guy, every military person who ever served in Vietnam will have a hissy fit and be
we will.
On Washington. Oh, I hope
we
so.
Will.
I'll march with you, too. I'll go. Oh, I will definitely be there.
Like making Jane Fonda something, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, that evil one. Oh.
Yeah. If Rice doesn't get elected as Secretary of State, that's because I'm racist and a terrorist.
Yeah, that's the left-wing nut. That's the media. These people are so sick. They're so twisted, I can't take it anymore. If I see
but
one,
you notice that they never scream racism when it's a black conservative being attacked.
No, they have to put them down.
It only works if you're a black liberal or a Mexican liberal or
a
Muslim liberal.
If you're a white conservative religious male, man, you're on the endangered species list.
Look how they went after Mia Love. They went after Alan West.
Uh-huh.
And it was each case, it was a white guy doing it and making all kinds of comments and stuff. Nobody ever called either one of them for their racism.
I can't remember her last name, but her name.
But I can go on here and I can stand here now and look up and it says, well, if I prefer white turkey meat, I must be a racist.
Oh my God. Oh
well,
my
I guess
God.
If you prefer black chocolate, dark chocolate, you must
wow.
be a racist.
I know. It's
I'm
nuts.
I'm all the above, Bill.
It's so crazy. I
it's
look,
food I'm eating.
Here's the thing, Bill. You know, you either want Marxist communism in your country and Muslims overrunning you and Agenda 21, or you want freedom. It's that damn simple in my book. I don't know where you guys are coming from, but man,
I want all of my American brothers and sisters, regardless of color, age, sex, and stuff, though of course those that are old enough, to be able to find a good job.
Yep.
To be able to enjoy their freedoms and liberties that are fastly fading away.
Yep.
Every day, there's an attempt to take more freedoms. Executive orders, we need to keep up with all those that Obama has done.
Oh, my God.
6,000 new EPA regulations coming out.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
By the minute.
And I see where Virginia says, or West Virginia, one of them, oh, they're calling back coal miners to work. That's only going to go to these new regulations, and then the coal mines crushed, and they'll be out of work again.
I know. It's sick. No, they're gonna try to destroy it. And the only way that people are going to wake up is when it really hits them in the head like a brick. And that's the sad part, because why do we have to wait? But, you know, maybe that's what's going to take. That's why Ron could have been right in one sense, that once this evil SOB just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, and it starts affecting people, like my headline today with the Californians are not going to get their benefits. You're going to start seeing this stuff melt down. And, I pray every day to God that I don't have to go grab my shotgun in the middle of the night and, you know, take somebody out. I don't want to have to go there. But you know what? When you're in survival mode and things are going bad, I'm going to try to keep a cool head. I'm going to start praying for calmness, a cool head, you know, all that discernment.
I would love to see cool heads prevail, and I would like to see adult conversation. But we're not going to get it with the kind
nope.
of people we're dealing with
nope.
from either side.
Nope.
And until we wake up to the fact that both sides have been playing us,
yep.
both sides together are playing us against each other.
I know.
And so you get mad at one side and you go vote another side in. You're still voting the same crap in.
I know. Here's what I heard today, too. Actually, it was 2 or 3 days ago, that the conservatives and even others, you know, who are trying to slowly waking up to see what's going on, they're freaking out because they are starting to go back to their communities and their families and their churches again because of what's going on. They're going, holy smoke. So it might be part of the third great awakening in the spiritual sense.
You're not going to get me to be that supportive of churches when there are so many churches out here promoting illegal immigration.
I know.
So many
I know.
Churches out here. I mean, the Bible tells me the churches are going to fail you.
Yep. But what a lot of people are doing, I know here there's a couple, the one that Glenn spoke at, and I actually got to go see him. It was really a cool event. Skyline Church. Their pastors, they talk from the pulpit about biblical voting, big time. Oh, yeah. They're all over it. The last time that I saw Kenneth Copeland speak, and I wasn't always a fan of his, but he's aged, and I think he's getting closer to the Lord now. He was on Glenn Beck's Restoring Love deal, and they had a pastor situation. He spoke for a couple minutes, and he was dead on because he's sick of it, too. He said, I don't care what Justice Roberts says about the health care bill. I trust in God. He was all over it.
And that's what you got to be. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
Let's face it. We need to quit putting so much of our trust in man and woman.
Absolutely.
And put more of it into God. But it's hard to do when every aspect in your nation, when you look, is an attack on Christianity.
Exactly.
Attacks on Christmas. Of course, the left is trying to say there's no attack on Christmas.
Oh, Christ.
Bull crap. They've been attacking Christmas. They've been attacking anything to do with God. You can't even put a cross up somewhere, or they're going to come and scream, take it down. Well, your actions offend me. And I'm going to tell you something. I got a cross in my yard, and you step foot on to touch it, I will end you. I will end you on the spot. I'm an old guy. I don't give a crap. I could sit in jail the rest of my life and smile because I know you ain't never going to touch another one of God's crosses.
Good for you, Bill. No, you know, here's the thing. If we don't stand up for ourselves and do what people like Thomas Paine and Patrick Henry did, we're not going to win this battle. We
self-professed Christians sit on their rear ends, see what's going on, but refuse to take a stand.
I know.
Well, you are taking a stand.
Yep.
You might be sitting in a church, but you're standing for the devil.
Yep. Here's the thing.
Because if you won't stand up for God, don't expect him to stand up for you.
Exactly. Dietrich Bonhoeffer had it right. To not act is to act, and to not speak is to speak.
Exactly.
He had it right. He had it right. And I'm going to start reading that book in a couple weeks because I'll get through my Hayek book, and I'm going to bring a lot of stuff to the table probably tomorrow. I haven't even prepared my show because I was trying to heal myself with the teeth thing. But we still have 13 minutes left, and I know that we've got so much on the table. We're worried about the idiots in Congress. And you know what? I can't even give them lip service anymore. I look at these people on Hannity and Greta, and even Rand Paul's going the wrong way. I'm like, what the hell are we doing? So,
it's such an act that they've been putting on.
Yep.
Their
Shakespearean festival is what it is. It's a Shakespearean
festival. My congressman, I trade him for Alan West and 25 like him for Alan West.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm hoping the wind catch Todd's ears one of these days and fly him off. But
here's the thing. I look at every single 535 members of the both houses, the White House and the czars and the evil ones and all the appointments and all the cabinet members and all the secretaries of this state and this one and that one, all this crap. These people are my enemies, okay? I have no representation from anyone. I have representation from Jesus Christ. I have you guys. I have Ron. I have Yola. I have Robert, FT, everybody on my side. I have the Lord. I have myself. I have my family. I have friends and fabulous people in my Tea Party people. I'm waking them up left and right. I'm screaming and shouting. I got to shake Mike Slater's hand and tell him what I thought. It was amazing. I was like so empowered. I hope I left an impression because it won't be the last time he hears from me. It's up to me. It's up to Bill. It's up to FT. It's up to Robert. It's up to Ron. It's up to every individual. And I'm going to go forward. I'm going to fight until they take me down.
I would ask
and
all
my
those
barrel
people
will be red hot.
Who live in the inner cities. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure most people who live in the inner cities want out.
Oh, my God.
But they're never going to get out with the kind of politicians we've been putting up.
Oh, no.
And it
close
shows time. When you got a guy sitting in a mental hospital in Chicago re-electing. I mean, come on. You re-elected the guy sitting in the nut house.
Well, you know who should be in the nut house? Pelosi and Harry Reid.
Well, I'm figuring me because they're all driving me there.
Bill, hang in there.
Pelosi's not going to live. She may live 4 more years.
Oh, God, I hate that woman.
She may not know it yet, but she's going to die a natural death, and it's probably going to be an agonizing one.
Yeah, because she's got so much Botox, her brain is shrinking. And Harry Reid should be in a straitjacket. The guy is—he's a poster child for Alzheimer's. My God, what a freak! And
4 years without a budget—that's your—that's your main and only job, Harry Reid. And you can't do it. You talk about incompetence.
Look, this SOB is the biggest obstructionist I've ever seen outside of Derelict Holder. I can't even look what we have. We've got evil people left and right when we have wonderful people like Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano and decent people like Glenn Beck. What the hell are we doing here? What are we doing?
I don't know that Ron Paul would have been good for the country, and I'm going to tell you why. Ron Paul is the biggest sissy wussy there is.
I don't believe that. I don't. I
100% do, because I met somebody recently. I have a lot of relatives in Texas, and what I've been told about Ron Paul, you know, his monetary, most of everything he was talking about and things he was dead on, he was right and should have been done.
Yep.
But there are certain things about Ron Paul, and
well,
I don't think for the safety of our nation, defense of our nation, he would have been good.
I think he would, because he's the kind of guy.
By the time he tore our military all down, took all the money away from it and everything else.
No, no, I don't think he was like FDR at all. I think it was the antithesis of FDR, and he would go fight, and he would build up the war machine if he had to, and fight and go in and kill and you know, get it done
and
bring everybody back.
Let me explain something to you there. It does no good to wait till a fight starts to build up your war machine.
No, okay. They did it back in before World War One, World War Two, and instantaneously with the printing presses, they got it all going, didn't they? We did fine. We kicked their ass.
I believe that there's a lot of people that when the attack comes on Israel, when all Israel's enemies go against it, there's an awful lot of people, including Ron Paul, that's going to get the surprise of their life at what happens, if we're still here to see it.
Wow.
Because I can find nowhere in my book that it discerns what people's there as much as it says the nation and the name of the nation.
Hmm.
We're begrudging one tiny sliver of land, but you look at the beginning before Israel was Israel, the Egyptians and others owned that land, and you never saw them give one inch of it to the Palestinians.
Hmm.
Did you ever notice that?
Yep. It's pretty crazy.
They never gave one inch of land to the Palestinians. As far as I can find, there was never a Palestine.
No, there hasn't. No, it's not. It's a made-up thing.
So I'm supposed to support this made-up thing by these made-up people from that made-up thing. No, ain't going to happen.
I know. What they're doing is what's going on with Egypt and Iran.
Like I made that comparison at the beginning. Replace the word Palestine with Mexico and the word Israel with the United States. And let's see just how quick you are to give up Texas.
Yeah. Count on Texas to defend themselves big time. Yeah, even Austin.
I don't know if they can, because Texas is so overwhelmed with those on the other side of the border.
I know.
Texas never won its freedom on its own. Could never have done it. Texans could never have won it. But they sure like to brag that they did it all on their own.
You know what? That idiot Rick Perry, I swear to God. What a traitor he is to his own people. I can't even understand any of this stuff, I swear.
Now, there is one guy from Texas I like. He just got elected.
It's Ted Cruz. Well, I'm hearing him cave on a couple things, but I know he understands Agenda 20.
Isn't that what always happens when they get in office?
Yeah, because they're threatened.
My guy did the same thing. He was all up, but once he got in office, I ain't heard crap out of him.
I know.
And
I know.
The one guy that we did hear stuff from, both parties worked to take down.
Oh, God.
That was West.
I know. They did it. And we got about 5 minutes
left.
We're
never going to find a perfect politician. That's for truth. We're not going
to.
We're human.
We're going to have to circumvent these people by starting our own movement and continuing the movement, Bill, because if we don't, it's going to be lost. So
could you imagine what would have happened if Obama's, instead of being Soros's puppet, he'd have been a puppet of someone who was really looking out for the best of the nation and everything.
I know. Well, okay, can you imagine what this country would be like today if all that crap from 1860 on didn't happen? Can you imagine how beautiful? Oh, my God. Oh,
no,
please.
I can't turn that. Now I live in a country that I can't turn around, that something I like ain't being attacked. You're either attacking my Twinkies or you're attacking my freedom. You're attacking my bigger than a 16-ounce soda. You're attacking me eating meat. You're attacking
everything.
Get out of my life.
Exactly. I'm going to kind of wind it up here, if you don't mind. I would like to say goodnight to Robert and your last thoughts, Robert, tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Just help him pray. Pray to our guns and Bibles.
Yeah.
Robert, you be safe down there. And just keep your faith, bro. That's all we can do.
And start making plans to go to Indiana within the next 2 years, because I'm going to be there. And Bill, I love having you here today. It was great. So your parting thoughts?
My parting thoughts is I'd like to see someone hit the political stage that was honest.
Absolutely.
And told us all the truth, and someone who didn't play us against each other based on race, sex, age, or whatever. Someone who did the job of trying to pull us together.
Like Judge Napolitano. He's awesome.
Well, yeah, and I can tell you right now, there ain't a person sitting in Congress or the Senate or the White House's administration that fulfills that.
I know.
We got to go outside and find someone new.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
What I would really like to see is I would like to see a group of Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and even Libertarians come together and work towards that goal of finding someone
Absolutely.
Who's going to bring us all together.
Absolutely. Okay, I want to thank you guys for joining us, guest and FT and Bill and Robert. Thank you so much. I'm going to take this out with I Don't Need Anything But You, which is a wonderful spiritual thing. And come see me tomorrow on Right from the Left Coast. I'll find something to talk about. I'm sure we got plenty of stuff with all these liberals. Thank you both. God bless everyone tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, good night and God bless.
Thank you. I don't need everybody. Love you guys.
Don't